efficiently as possible. I'm Benny Lederman with Riffin Development Corporation. Glad all you could come out. I'll be doing a lot of speaking later on. I'm doing much speaking at the beginning. I think that this is a sort of a joint public meeting with TDOT, Corps of Engineers, and Riffin Development Corporation, and whose being it is, I'm not even sure we know, but it doesn't make any difference. We're here to share information. And with that, to get the meeting started, I'm going to have Colonel Smith come over here and Corps of Engineers and tell you their role in this and why they're having the public meeting and their involved.
All right, good evening, everybody. With the exciting opportunity here. Well, as Benny said, my name is Tom Smith. I am a U.S. Army colonel, and if you can't tell by the uniform. And my role is that I have responsibility for the Memphis District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And really, our role tonight as the Corps of Engineers is to listen. And I'm going to walk you through that briefly with a few slides, because what we're going to talk to you about is the Department of the Army permit under some specific statutory authorities. And I don't know how many of you know that, but it's important as we begin a discussion that we'll get much more detailed, I think, of what Benny described. And we've got some folks from TDOT here. I'm going to kind of set the conditions, I hope. I know I've had some, just been talking to a few of you before and talking to a few of you last week, that there's some general questions about what this process is about. So, first one I want to answer is why the Army Corps of Engineers is involved. Why is an Army officer, a colonel in the Army, talking to us today? This is a project that's based here in the Memphis Riverfront. It's got TDOT involved, Federal Highway Department. And there's really two reasons for that, and it's important that you understand this. There are two federal statutes that require a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. You know, our congressional and executive branch leadership in the River and Harbors Act of 1899 with amendments over the past 110 years, Section 10 requires a permit if you do construction activity below the normal high water mark of a navigable water. So because this project has construction activity below the normal high water mark of a navigable water, it requires a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And there's another authority which says it needs a permit, which is Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. And this has to do with the deposition of dredged or fill materials below the normal high water mark. So the reason we're involved is because the Wolf River, this harbor, is considered a navigable water. It connects to the Mississippi, which is by any standard a navigable water of the United States. And this project has project features which go below the normal high water mark, which, if there are any engineers out there, and I know there are a few because we brought some, is 200 feet, elevation 205 on the National Geodetic Vertical Data, for those of you who are trying to capture that. So we have been given statutory authority for a permit because there is construction activity below that level on the navigable water. Okay? So that's why the Corps of Engineers is involved. Now, why are we here in this room today? Why we're here in the room is because as part of the permit process, our guidelines state that a public meeting should be held when we believe additional information can be made available through a public meeting that we did not receive in the public notice process. And so that's why this is a public meeting, is to get additional information that we did not get from the public notice process. That's why we're here today. And so, well, what did we do already? What was this public notice process? Because some of you may be here because you heard about this meeting and you don't know about what's taken place so far. So, and I know that it's difficult for you to read this from where you're sitting, maybe, but basically, the Riverfront Development Corporation submitted an application to the Corps of our Engineers for a permit in March of this year. So we received a permit application that's based on a project for the restoration and improvements of the Memphis cobblestone. When we received that information, after doing some kind of internal processing, we put that information out for public notice. And many of you, and many who are not here, responded to that and gave us feedback. That feedback comes in letters. I don't know if we got any emails, but we get feedback from a wide variety of sources, including other governmental agencies. So we get feedback from private citizens, governmental agencies, and from that feedback, there seemed to be enough concern that we determined that we need to have a public meeting to ensure that we have the full and complete picture as we ultimately make a permit decision. And so based on that, we announced a public meeting, and today is the public meeting. That is why we're here. Okay, so what's going to happen after this meeting? So we're going to do some things in this meeting, and those are going to be really the detailed explanation of the project to the extent that your questions and answers can develop that. But we are going to review the information we've already received. So if you have already submitted information and you stay consistent with that, you're welcome to submit new information, but we've already had that input. We're going to listen to the information that's given here. That will be recorded. We've got a recorder here. And then there's also, if you go home tonight or in the next couple of days, think that there's a piece of information that you wish you would have brought up, and now it strikes you as important, you can send that to us. And so, at the end of this process, we will review the input we've already received, the input that we're going to get tonight, and anything else we receive in the next few weeks. And the regulatory branch of the Memphis District, this is a portion of our district. Now, when I say district, that's the organization that I have responsibility for. But the Memphis District regulatory branch, it's a kind of a unique part of our organization that really deals with these permits. They don't do other things for us. They're not involved with engineering design or anything else. They permit activity. They will review and prepare a document, a decision document, that includes a review of all the comments we received and coordinates it with some of the primary federal statutes that are important here. And those are listed there, but I know the way the room is set up, somebody might not be able to see that. They will coordinate it with the National Environmental Protection Act, the Fish and Wildlife Coordination Act, the National Historic Preservation Act, the Endangered Species Act. So this document that they prepare will reflect all the input we've received, including the input from other governmental agencies that have primary roles in contributing to the permit process and the coordination of these acts. And then ultimately this will lead to a decision document that, after thorough regulatory and legal review, will ultimately be a decision for me to issue a Section 10 and 404 permit. Now there's one bullet up there that I skipped, but it's important to know that there is a state role that isn't, that in addition to the state's role in the project, there is another state role in this process, which is to issue water quality certification. TDEC has that role, and we cannot issue a permit until TDEC gives us their analysis and gives us a conclusion on water quality. That is not a consult. We consider what they say and make a broader judgment. They have to issue water quality certification. So that's where we go from here. And so how are we going to get that input? Because I said my comments here will be short and I'll be listening to you. You know, there's multiple ways. Many of you registered on the way in, so that's one means of which we know who has contributed to the discussion. There is an opportunity to submit written comments. If you haven't received the packet, there is part of the packet that you can take a piece of paper up and you can write your comments and read those with us before you leave tonight. And then we also have a recorder here who will listen to the statements you make, because there will be an opportunity to make statements. And please help us understand that you have taken the time to state your name clearly. And if you want to be associated with a particular agency, make that clear as well. Certainly no requirements associating yourself with a particular agency. Then we will have that information as well. Okay, so that's really what I wanted to contribute to the discussion. I hope it's clear that the Corps of Engineer role in this particular public meeting is, because we have the statutory authority to issue a permit because of specific conditions of this project. So we're not a designer, but we're a regulatory authority. And we have folks here. Maybe if I could just have the Memphis folks, if you're here, to stand up, because we have a bunch. I just want you to get an indication of who is here. We have a handful of Memphis folks, from our archaeologists to our biologists and others, who will be listening to this and help us understand this dialogue that takes place. Thanks, folks. And I think, unless there's any questions in the process, I'm going to introduce our next speaker from TDEC. Do we have any questions on the process? Because that's really what I can speak to. Okay, well, you either understand it all or you're ready for the next speaker.